welcome to your second dose of Oh No for the week. Maybe it's your first, maybe it's your second, maybe it's your third. Who knows how many doses you've had, but this is the second one for episode 620. This is Oh No 2.0. This is Owen. This is Mikey. This is Ty. We're here to get to business. We're here to do some talking. We're here to get things rolling for this episode of 2.0. And when I say that, guys, I don't just take this whole half-heartedly. We were joking in the previous segment about my need to TapCon, about my need to you know, really do some home improvements. And, you know, I've been a home improvement guy. You know, I'm basically a full master contractor now. Like, I'm pretty sure I could build a home at this point, like bare hands, I could do it with those old tools. I could do it all. I could every bit of it. Right. So today I was like, before my mother gets here, what needs to happen? My tub needs a good re-caulking, guys. And
that's what you decided to do.
Did
you decide to do that like 2 hours ago?
Yeah. It was about 1 o'clock today. I re-caulked the bathroom tub, and I tell you what, looks fantastic. Should have done it a long time ago. It's a very messy job. Never caulked before, but I got the caulking job done. I got really nitty gritty in there, put a strong,
you squeezed it.
Well, I
right?
squeezed the caulk and I applied pressure and I pushed down at a 45 degree angle across the layer of which I needed to,
get caulked.
And then I even, I saw this tip, to use your finger. And you caulk it with your finger. That's what you ever do.
That's
that?
What we call caulking it down.
Yeah, exactly. And I use my finger to really smooth down the caulk, and it
as one does.
And I tell you what, it gave me a very nice result. So
yeah, hand smoothing of the caulk.
Yeah. Oh, spoon works good. I could have used a spoon. Wait a minute. How do I use a spoon on the caulk?
You just, with the dip side kind of against it, and you just run the tip.
What, like a teaspoon?
Just the tip.
What type of spoon?
Yeah, like a small spoon. You probably can't use like a serving spoon.
Well, I don't know which type of spoon you're talking about.
A teaspoon,
like
a cereal spoon
or like smaller, like.
I don't believe this
it's trick. Over your finger.
I don't know that this trick's a thing. I think you guys are making this up.
Yeah, just like SJ says, you just put the tip of the spoon the same place you would run as you would with just your finger.
Yeah.
And it just keeps your finger from getting dirty. It gives you the same effect.
I did it my way. I just assumed that I could just do that, right?
Thanks, Sinatra.
I didn't watch any videos or nothing, to be honest with you. I just kind of like, whatever. And I did it. And I'm like, well, that part, it looks fine, but it is all over the tile everywhere. Like that is, I guess that wasn't. You know, the design.
So it really doesn't look fine. It doesn't really look good. It
looks like a big heap of shit.
Okay. But the caulk itself is doing a really good job. And the caulk, okay? So the caulk is down good. But what's above it maybe isn't looking too shabby. You know, like it maybe. I'll get around to scraping it or something. Whatever.
Just take a razor and cut the.
It'll be fine.
Although,
I overcocked it, and I definitely did have a lot of cock on my hands.
Too much cock.
Yeah, too much cock on my hands.
Just like Owen, always got too much cock on his hands.
Yeah. Thought you'd like. That's a true story. Every bit of that was a true story. So
1 o'clock today.
1 o'clock today. Yeah.
Wait, 1 a.m. or 1 p.m.
1 p.m.
Motherfucker, you ask it like you don't do shit in the middle of the night that's not normal shit.
Yeah, no. 1 p.m.
Night gardening, you fuck.
Yeah, no, it was 1 p.m.
Okay.
I showered, or Teresa showered it, and I showered it. It's fine.
It's doing its cock job.
It's doing it what it needs to do. I got more in the tube. I'll just tube it again. You know, whatever. It's not my place. Just cock it up.
We can chalk it up to the cock.
Yeah. I don't know. It made my bathroom really look a lot better. I was impressed. I was like, look at that.
Except for that one part.
Well, but I was like, you know what though? It's white. No, that's better. That's good.
All right. So, guys, you know, I dropped the news on us last week that I'm moving at the end of this month.
Yeah.
Still haven't found an apartment. So that's going well.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
You guys could just, you could sleep in the fried chicken restaurant.
Well, there is a small, like upstairs studio with a bath. Well, it's in the separate building behind the
okay,
but it's got like a big dope ass patio. And my boss did
there.
You don't want to do that. That's a terrible
idea. It would there'd literally be no space,
and
zero.
You'd be that close to work. Like, you can't do that to yourself. And it's in a shitty area. So, like, you got a trifecta there. Like, no.
Yeah. So,
where we go, you should try. I've always thought about doing this. I've always thought about, like, pretending I was really old and I could just live in a nursing home or something. And then they do, and then you just get everything paid for.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You get all the food and board.
I don't think that's how that works.
It's not like it's cheap. Those fuckers are expensive.
Yeah. No. I meant hospice. Just, I'd pretend like I was almost
dying.
Yeah. Just pretend you're dying. And then you get a free bed anywhere, man. Like, hospice will be like, oh, we'll take them in.
I think they're going to be like, so what are you dying from? And be like,
don't ask any questions. No, you can't. I was like,
you can't ask.
No, I'm just saying.
Hippocratic oath.
Hippolaws.
Just know that I am dying. And, can I get another Jell-O? A red one this time. The green ones weren't very good.
Huh. I like that. I like HIPAA law for pretty much all excuses now. Like, I'm going to start using that for everything. And, like, why were you late to work? Because of, like, traffic or something. Like, no, you can't do that. Like, come on.
Fucking HIPAA violation. I'm going to go talk to HR, in fact.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend most of my day in HR from, like, shit people say to me that I'm like, they can't ask me that, can they? HIPAA, right?
And they'll be like, 3 hours.
They will actually have to relent at some point and be kind of like, god damn it, he's right. Like,
he's been crying wolf a whole bunch, but this one's actually, damn it, he is right.
Fuck. God damn it, they HIPAA law. He got us.
Anyways, you know, we're moving out. And, you know, we've been here for 3 years, so there is some wear and tear on an apartment that you've lived in for 3 years. You know, some of the cabinets are a little loose.
This is the place you're at or place you're looking at? Sorry.
Place we're at now.
Okay, yeah.
You know, the carpet, they're going to replace it because we've been here. I think it's every 2 to 3 years they have to replace the carpets in these units by law.
But that's also a bitch too, like, because you gotta fucking like move all your stuff, and how do you do that? And blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I know that they're gonna replace the carpet. They're probably gonna have to replace like the countertops because, you know, they've just been used for 3 years. Like, it they're kind of beat up.
Yeah. It's part of the business model with these places. Like, they know that this is in part of the cost. You'll get a lick of your security deposit back. They'll use that towards this. They'll do everything in their power to get as much as they can from you, and they'll turn it around and they'll probably rent it out. And sometimes they'll rent it out cheaper than you left it. Not likely in your case, but
no. So more than likely they'll raise the rent.
Well, yeah.
But my question is, do I even attempt to fix
no
like some of the like the cabinet doors. It would just take like I'd go buy like a $2 or $3 little cabinet hinge.
What's your what was your security deposit?
That's the question. It comes down to what your security deposit situation.
I want to say if it's 1 month's rent, then probably at the time $1,300.
Okay, it's nice to have an extra $1,300. Here's right. what's gonna happen. If you do nothing, you will probably get nothing. If you do a couple of little things, don't spend your own money. Things that can be tightened, things that can like little things. Yeah, maybe do those. Don't leave the place a tip. But I would say take pictures of everything. And then realistically, like if you don't leave it gross, they should be giving you at least you. But you still won't. You'll see half of the money back. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Hopefully.
But you will get half back, and half is still nice, better than nothing. But I wouldn't purchase parts. I would not do that. Like that's because that's on them. They should have fixed that.
All right. Obviously, like I'm not fixing the countertops. I'm not re-carpeting the apartment.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, bro, you're not getting any money back. Like, we gotta rip out the fucking countertops, dude.
That's not on. Nah, I mean, I don't think so. I don't think that's on you.
Okay, so I guess my question eventually was gonna be: do I do anything at all, or do I just like fix some little stuff and hope for the best?
No. You rent it. The agreement when you signed that rental plan was that you would leave it in the same. You know, essentially with normal wear and tear, you would leave it the same as you found it. I mean, did you really ruin the countertops?
No, it's got like, it's just got wear from like where you put plates or like
normal use, like
a
right?
cutting okay. board.
So the like agreement isn't when I leave, you get to take my security deposit and fucking build a new kitchen because you need to build a kitchen. No. Like it's, I'm leaving it in the state that you gave it to me or as close to with a couple of years of use of normal use, then yeah, I think you're fine. You'll probably get more than half back. Just don't leave it. Just if you leave like trash everywhere there and with a bug problem, then yeah, you're probably not getting your money back. But if you leave it relatively nice, you'll get something. You might have to haggle with them. You might have to keep calling them, but you'll get it.
Where's my deposit, motherfucker?
What you do? You take take pictures when you leave. Seriously, take pictures when you leave.
So, here's something I did find interesting. So, from what I remember, when I was renting apartments, my wife found this apartment for us, so I didn't have too much involved with it. But the last time I got an apartment, it was an expensive thing because they wanted first and last month's rent as like part of the move-in fee.
Yeah.
The apartment all of the apartments I've been looking at, they don't want that anymore. The move-in fee for one apartment was $350. The move-in fee for the other apartment was $500. They don't want. I think they understand now that with rent.
Sound right. That's surprising,
bro. And the one of the apartments was giving away a free month of rent.
Wow,
dude. So here's my thing. Here's what I'm wondering. Like,
is this Oak Ridge? Is this in? I mean, this has got to be. This is not. I don't know, dude.
These are like no. These are normal apartments. One of them's on Aloma. The other's on Cimarron. Normal.
Spring Springs.
No. It seems so weird that they just want like this. But what the only thing I can think is that rent has gotten so expensive that if they still wanted.
If they're doing that, they have crazy turnover. Like somebody. They're gone in 2 months.
So what it makes me think is that rent has gotten so high that if you needed first, last, and a security deposit,
that's an insane amount of money.
You would need like $4,000 to $6,000 to switch apartments. So I'm thinking the apartment companies just know there's no way. Nobody's got $6,000 just to shift apartments. So they've just decided we're done with it. You'll pay the move-in cost and that'll be it.
It's like a new different type of business model where people are shopping around for apartments like people are shopping around for car insurance. Every couple of years, let me see if I can get a quick better deal somewhere else, blah blah blah, and then you think
some
it's
of
like
these
that?
Places are off. Well, some of them are offering 6 month leases. I think they know that in this area, people are just so transient. It's also so expensive. Like maybe you're only going to make it 6 months here. Like, holy smokes. We're not looking at the finest apartments under the sun. I'm looking at like mid range.
That is super interesting. That's a huge turnaround and a huge shift if that's the case, if that's what's going on. Because rent prices here were getting ridiculous.
The rent prices didn't go down, just the amount of deposit to get that rent.
Right. Okay. So,
oh yeah, they still want like this place, the one that I'm looking at that we're probably going to end up in, still wants, I think it was 12.5 for a 1-1, which is better than the 16 that my current apartment wants. So we're like, cool, we're out.
Right.
And I think in totality, because they kind of rope in your electric and your water and your cable into your rent. I think it was right over 15, all said and done. Mm. And there's a free month of rent in there.
You need to look around. You need to look around, man. I'm seeing small little duplexes, you know, kind of like mine. Not as nice as mine, not as big as mine. But I am seeing them like pop up for rent again. And that's a good sign in general, though. Like, you might find a better deal like that, you know. Like like I saw a couple down by, you know, where the executive airport, like on the back end there, and it's like behind sort of like the Milk District, kind of like it's like, but it's on kind of a busy road. But I saw a couple down there, and I'm like, that's kind of cool. Like, if you can get used to like the planes, and like it, like. I live next to like a loud ass train. You get used to that stuff. You give it a week and like that, you never even hear the friggin' plane. Is it the best place to record a podcast? Probably not. But you know, like you get used to those things like flight paths. Like might be loud like here and there, but it's like, I don't know. Like I think it'd be kind of cool to sit out back, like live right next to an airport and just get like, you know,
shoot it. Shoot BBs at playing.
Yeah. There's a bar that Teresa loves it too. Teresa, there's this bar. I forget what it's called now. We should get them as a sponsor once I remember what they're called. But it's near. Yeah, it is. It's kind of near that same area. And it's probably where I saw those duplexes and shit. And fucking, yeah, man. Like it backs up right onto the airport. So you're kind of sitting there and you get to watch planes like come and go. And it's like,
oh yeah,
it's something kind of like therapeutic about that. Like kind of just seeing the thing kind of tool around and it does its thing. And then like, da, 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 and then it goes and takes off. And they're not big planes. They're not big planes, you know, like,
no, I mean, it sounds so therapeutic. Why don't you move over there? I'll move into your place.
Oh, no,
and
no,
you
no,
can
no,
go
no.
live by the fucking airplane.
That ain't happening, man. I'm they're gonna have to kill me before they get this place. Like I will go. You know how those people like to save trees and they chain themselves to the tree? I'm gonna tapcon my hand into this house and you will not get rid of me.
At least not until he bleeds out and dies.
Or until they find my tap gun drill and reverse it.
I feel like I could have played the squatter game if I tried. You know, I could have just stayed in the house forever. Squatter rights.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I mean, I think eventually they would have cut the power off.
But you're living in complete filth. You're just doing it out of spite.
Squalor.
Like, the toilets don't flush anymore because there's no water. You've used all the water from the pool. like to bathe and flush your toilet. That's not gone.
No.
Like,
now that was gone. That was gone in a couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually. Now you're running.
You don't
over.
Have to be squalid.
Now
be
you're
a collect.
Now you're collecting rainwater, and you're using rainwater to, you know.
Oh, and hold on 1 second. Ty just said you don't have to live in squalor to be a squatter.
Wait a minute.
Honestly, Ty, because I've never, not once, seen a squatter situation where it looked like it was a home. It always looked like a hovel that someone had pieced together and was sleeping.
You're wrong on this, Mike. Every once in a while, you'll come across this like shyster of a family dad, right? And he just somehow happens to get the keys to this place. He doesn't own the place, but he moves his wife and his family in, and he looks like the perfect suburban dad. This is the weirdest shit. I do believe this does happen every once in a while, and he cons everybody that he owns this place, and finally so it like sort of catches up with him. And But he's lived there for probably like 15 years by this point.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
it's made its own money by then. And then you go to the next one.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he goes and probably does it again in Costa Rica and you know.
Squatters rats.
What if you legit squatted somewhere for like 20 years, even though, like, you know, after like 90 something or however many months, you can just be like,
this is mine now.
I live here now. I own it.
I'm gonna blow. Okay.
What if you did it for like 20 years and then eventually the people like, come and the
fine. Like
they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, this is our house. Get the fuck out. And you're like, it's been 20 years. Like, look, I built stuff. I did things.
Wait a minute.
You did, you damn squatter. We didn't like this. We don't want this.
Get
the fuck out.
That is basically what will happen to me and at some point in my life. But I've accepted that. I think, you know what's interesting, bringing up squatters' rights. And like there's whole differences in like I'm gonna say something that'll blow those people in Texas's minds and your minds. So imagine being an American farmer, right? And imagine it like in the UK, if you're an American farmer, they own the land, but they have to let hikers and people through their land to get to, can you imagine if that were the case with Americans? Like I mean, imagine
dude, the
I mean,
moment
imagine,
you step foot on some people's property, they're like, bam.
Exactly. I'm just now imagining like somebody from the UK, like a real, you know, innocent lad from a small village, and he comes over and he
hops over that quaint
fence. Oh, I want to see the beautiful land of Texas. And he's just,
A shot whizzes over his shoulder, and then a voice from afar goes,
"The next one won't miss."
Is that that is the next Rob Schneider movie, I think. That is, it sounds.
Rob Schneider plays a young English travel lad.
Yeah, a young English travel lad is Rob Schneider.
Isn't it true, though, that like in Britain, like the caravanners can kind of just like pull up and
they call them fucking pikies, don't they?
Yeah, I know. They're the Romanov or whatever.
Yeah, they're gypsies.
The Romanian, the gypsies. They can kind of just pull up on whatever land they want.
Yeah, I think it's with there's certain like little bits of ruling to it, but I think they can do it in areas like imagine just general woods, right? It's not a protected national park or state park or whatever. It's a bit of woods. Right.
Unincorporated woods.
Yeah, and there's not, you know, I think there's like, well, if the homeowner is so far away or whatever, they can just, well, yeah, I guess technically you can be there type thing. And that's, and then they,
I can't evict you from the spot.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they eventually just like find fields and stuff, and they build their own little like carny, like communities, like that are just off grid carny communities, and they stay there. until like they used squatters' rights laws and everything to basically stay as long as humanly possible, sometimes decades in places. And they do is they terrorize towns is the problem. Like they go in and they send all their kids to steal all the other kids' bikes. Like all the other kids like bully all the other kids, like because they're coming home from school, steal their sweets. Like the men do the same and like butcher.
Is this shit
like,
really common though?
I think it's more. I don't know anymore. We'd have to ask Mark, but it's. I remember.
Like, do the Pikey community still exist?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's still there. Oh, 100%. Yep. 100% it's still there. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's not, they're not comforting people to be around either. They're aggressive, you know, they're out for themselves. They're out for their family. You know, it's just a real, just like, ugh. Like, yeah, they're kind of dickheads. But yeah, what we were saying, why were we bringing them up?
Thank you. I think we were just talking about like being a wandering English boy.
Oh yeah. Now I want to see Rob Schneider as a Pikey. And and he's playing okay, what's the dude's Jason Statham, right? Turkish. We're going to call this one his name is going to be Yiddish instead of Turkish. I think that.
Oh,
that,
God damn it.
Rob Schneider is Yiddish in Twatch. You know, like
Twatch.
Twatch. Because
you know what? It writes itself.
Just call like Rob Tom or Rob
Wait,
Schneider.
Wait, no, I like your casting. Rob Thomas. Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 is.
He plays opposite to Rob Schneider's Yiddish.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Rob Thomas, and he's just like
Tommy.
I don't know,
it's,
man.
It's his Tommy. He plays his Tommy. Yeah. I like this cast.
Rob Tommy.
This is a very odd film that we have created. Much is most of
can
this
we still
show
get when it's too. Can we still get Guy Ritchie to?
Oh yeah, somehow. Well, no, I'm somehow. Yeah, directed by Owen and Guy Ritchie. You know, like it will be Owen Butler featuring Guy Ritchie. It'll be that way around for sure.
We can call it Gyps Behind the Sun.
That's good. That's a good title. I'm going to write that down. That's.
I don't think we're allowed to say that.
But they. Can you say Gypsy?
I think it's more tolerated than Jip and the most offensive.
Jippo is definitely the most. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's derogatory for sure. I think gypsy might be a little more of a lifestyle term.
Yeah. Most of the time that word comes out of people's mouth, it's usually predicated by the word fucking. You know what I mean? Like it's
fucking Jippo.
Oh, you not see? I was trying to not say it.
I said it. I don't have to follow English curse rules. We live in America.
Yeah. All right. You're right. You know, fuck the rules.
This is America. We have a whole rule about I'm allowed to say whatever I want.
To whatever. Yeah.
To whoever I want. About whoever I want.
God damn it. You know what it's time for?
Oh, hold on.
Freedom.
Let me get my cards. I have to get my time to bring Paul back clear.
Clips. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips. You know we got them, baby.
Clips. Yeah. Clips is the time of the show where we take a look at everything that, lately I've been finding on the internet. Guys, do we have cones? The whole thing.
I see the cone.
All right. The cone of justice is there. That means we can start clips. But yes, I haven't talked to Tom lately. He's really let me down on the clips. He's not been, I guess I got to do it all myself around here.
Okay. Bro, he just released something on the YouTube like a couple days ago.
I'm just trying to come from Texas. I'm just trying to flight lounge and come from Texas, okay?
He's got his own baby.
All right. Fine. Whatever.
Wait, Tom had a baby?
No.
He's got his own pod baby.
He ain't
I thought he had a real baby. I was like, that sounds ill-advised.
I don't want a Tom baby because it will take over the world, like, instantly. Like, if Tom and Kath had a baby, it would be the smartest thing to ever exist. And I don't know that we can handle it, and I don't want it. Did you know that ZZ Top had a song called Pearl Necklace?
Yeah, dog. That song was off.
I didn't know about this track.
And I think I have this album. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, well,
this does not surprise me that you would have this. So, you know, kind of like whatever, sort of, you know, basic ZZ Top song, right? But wait for the chorus, of course. A pearl necklace. Yeah. She want a pearl necklace. She want a pearl necklace. She gets a charge out of being so weird. Do you think they're talking about coming around a chick's tits and her neck and stuff?
Yeah.
Or do you think they're talking about a legitimate pearl necklace?
I mean, no, I'm just talking about the sexual thing.
Do you think they're talking about the sexual thing or not?
I think you also have to have kind of a good shot to give a girl a pearl necklace.
It's more legend than real, but I've seen it. I've attempted it. But yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't. It's been a long time.
Oh, yeah. It's one thing Ty can't ever provide in both ways. Both pearl necklaces, Ty is not able to deliver.
Oh, well, a real one.
He doesn't have enough. Well, he does. He does a real one, and you don't have enough money.
Too poor for semen.
Too poor for semen and actual oyster pearls. Sad.
Oh. Hold on. That needs to be a too poor for semen.
I just don't have sperm.
You're too poor for it. You know the band The Ramones?
Yeah.
I love The Ramones. You guys love The Ramones, right?
Overrated. They suck.
I got soft spots for a bunch of the songs.
I got no particular hate for The Ramones.
That's good to hear. So when they did finally, I guess it was, you know, they split up and then, you know, of course, Joey died and everything. So in the meantime, when they did split up and there was all sorts of weird Ramones, of course, Dee Dee and everything and CJ, but Dee Dee did have his own. He tried to have his own career outside the Ramones. And this popped up just through my feed the other day. And I had forgotten just how bad Dee Dee was on his own. Mm. And I had heard this before. This wasn't a shocker to me. I don't think I'd heard this track in a while. So this is Dee Dee Ramone. I think he's going by Dee Dee King in this. But it's Dee Dee Ramone, and this is his song Funky Man. So
okay.
So yeah, we're gonna check this out together. He's hip, guys.
Alarm clock ringing, it's time to get up.
Oh, he's sleeping in his chuck.
Do that funky strut. I'm a funky man, I got funky bones. I'm a funky man, my name is Dee Dee Ramone. Well, let me tell you about myself. I play the bass in a punk
rock. Hold the phone.
All over the world, even to Japan. And nothing can surprise me, man.
Thoughts?
Whoa.
So, wait. You went to the hassle of playing by a pen name, Dee Dee King.
Yeah.
And then in your song, you're
My
name is Dee Dee Ramone.
Yeah. He's that dumb.
I used to play in the Ramones.
Yeah.
You were like, I'm going to do my own career, but I'm going to heavily mention the fact that I'm Dee Dee Ramone from the Ramones.
And you could tell by the whole vibe of the video, he's trying to play off like he's cool, young, hip, teenager type thing. And rebellious punk rock kid. I sleep in my chucks. I got pizza all over the room. You know what
you
I
look
mean?
Like you're 45.
Yeah. He looks, in fairness, he probably was only 30, but he had done the damage. I think Dee Dee was born looking kind of 55, so like that's just kind of the Dee Dee Ramone thing. But yeah, I'm sure his living didn't help. Let's check out a little more though.
I seen it all. I had a ball. Someone should make a Dee Dee double. All right.
God damn it.
I mean, it's really good, right? Really good.
God damn it.
Like, why
he's trying so fucking hard.
Yeah, bro. He is.
I'm a lucky guy, got the world on a string. If I could do it over, wouldn't change a thing. Sometimes I call myself Dee Dee King. I like to hear the birds of paradise sing. I thank the good man above that he gave me a sexy blonde of love. Now she wants a Mercedes Benz. Accounts as a Toyota would make more sense. These are the problems I...
Guys.
I wonder if they made money.
I don't think this made a lot. I think this was also kind of buried in the annals of time. He's obviously trying to go for a hip hop thing.
Around.
He's trying to connect with the inner city black kids. He looks like, you know, right here. He looks like Phil from Modern Family doing a satirical character.
Right.
That's what he kind of looks like.
Well, he's also dancing like Phil Collins from some of his Genesis videos.
It's a dad dance. For sure, right? Gave me a sexy My brother does that dance. Like, yeah, if he's at a wedding, there's usually a Heineken or something in his left hand, and he'll do that dance for sure. Yeah,
I think they call it the caveman because it definitely looks like a little caveman.
A bit. He has to throw this line like he's got this blondie's banging. He makes a point of saying that.
Now she wants a Mercedes Benz.
But now he's got this hot blonde chick, but now she wants all his money. She wants Mercedes Benz.
Accounts as a Toyota would make more sense. These are the problems.
I don't get who that guy is. That just another rich guy that's mad at Dee Dee? What's up with that guy?
I'm not a rich guy. The rich guy is mad at me because I'm trying to infiltrate his society.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Okay.
Gonna have better buy that star, not make her net. Not a millionaire, I'm not doing too bad. When we sell the Camaro, I will be glad. I'm a funky guy.
Have you got any, I don't get what's happening in the video. Like, is he going to go rob the rich dude now?
I feel like he was in a real bad place when he made this.
Well, he was sleeping with a hot blonde. Then he went down to the street. Then he was so funky, he started hanging out with the black kids. Then
he tried to buy a Mercedes.
Was he trying to buy the Mercedes? Was that what he was trying to do? He was trying to buy it? Or he was trying to... Maybe he was trying to steal the Mercedes for the chick, and the rich guy was like, get off my Mercedes, and he was like, bah. I don't know.
That makes sense, because he is trying to be, like, more cool and, like, stealing a car.
Now I need to know what happens, goddammit. So now he's getting on the subway. Is he going to go hunt down and murder, rape this old
funky guys, they ride the subway.
Yeah, they do. Well, it's funkier down there. Yeah. I heard.
Oh, he's got himself a posse.
That is a hook and a half.
God damn it.
Now he's hanging out with the skinhead punk kids in the park.
And an apparent luchador.
Yeah.
Well.
There's always one luchador.
Yeah, it has to be.
There's always one lucha punk. I forgot.
Sorry. I had an accident. Luchador rights, bro. Like, we need representation too,
Well, I think it's showing you that he's so funky, he can hang out with skinheads,
yeah,
punks.
Yeah, but
luchadors.
But not that rich guy. That rich guy that it was. I mean, was he? If he was stealing the car. All right. Okay. Well, no, we're back to the rich guy now. I think. What's happening? Oh. Wait. Well, who is this guy? Who is the rich guy supposed to be?
Well, now the rich guy is doing what I assume is taking that Mercedes to a chop shop.
Oh. Was the rich guy stealing the Mercedes? Did they both try to steal the Mercedes and they got in a fight over who was going to steal it?
God damn it.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah.
I would kick Dee Dee Ramone's ass.
Yeah, you know what? I would not. He'd be at the bar and he'd be like, you know who? Hey, what's up, man? I'm like, hey, how's it going? Just want a quiet drink, you know? And he'd be next to me and he'd be,
I'm a funky guy.
Yeah,
you know, funky guy.
You know what? My name's Dee Dee King. Ramone. I used to be. You remember me? I was in the Ramones. Relations. No, no. Okay, got it. Thanks, Dee Dee. Thanks.
I'm a funky guy.
Thanks. I like funky Buddha. He would drink that beer because it was the first one I thought of with an F. Moving forward, we played Pearl Necklace. This one's good because this guy knows what's up. He knows that he's the best. And I like people with confidence that know they're the best, like this guy.
Wagger.
This guy's got the goods. Yep.
So the sun is dropping the beat. He's giving the intro.
Everything about this is awesome.
No, no, no.
Everything about this is awesome. No, no, no. Yeah, yeah. I want to hear it again. I want to hear it again. Sorry. It's a good intro.
I'm the best. Standing on a car, finger in the air. With some women's with my fingers in a hair.
Sweat, 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 sweat.
Yes, I be the one that wins Street Fighter tournaments. Make $1 million without even earning it. I got the highest score in the world on my SAT. And then I went to Everest to learn how to sling them trees. I don't have to count to know I'm worth a billion. You know what bigger number? I am worth a gillion.
This guy's
Gillian.
I don't care if
that
this
shit's
is
hot.
I don't care if this is a Tim and Eric thing, if this is a comedian just taking the piss. Whoever did this, the only information I have is if you could type in, can one of you guys do this?
I'm the best.
IMDABES. I'm the best. That's all I got. Like, that's literally, I found it through mysterious ways.
Mysterious ways.
By GMC Fischel.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
No, that's the name. That's the name of the artist. GMC Fischel.
So is this guy an artist? Is he like just,
he's an artist. He's got a SoundCloud from like 10 years ago.
Oh shit. So we can listen to more of this and this guy is actually legit. Like he's not just doing a skit bit. Is he doing a skit bit or not?
I don't know. Cause it seems like he's got enough songs to where it's not. Let me make sure.
You look it up. I'm going to listen to more.
Mm-hmm. I'm the best at watching 1990s videos. Mm-hmm. Power Rangers, all that Keenan mm-hmm. Kill, all oh, here we go. I'm the best at making beats. Mm-hmm. That's right, my voice the track. Mm-hmm. And my swag is off the charts. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. I'm the best.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Oh, you got a lightsaber?
That's a fucking huge lightsaber, too.
Oh, he's the best.
I'm the best.
There's people coming out of the car.
Oh, shit. There's people in the car?
The whole time, man.
I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best.
This shit is awesome.
My car moved when I ain't driving it. My car pulled. It's got a slide in it. At the target range, scoring all the headshots. Teabagging y'all. Lipton's on the rocks. Went to Maury and he said that baby ain't mine. Just for lying, I threw that dumb skank on top of a mine. Now that kid's an orphan. And I'm the best. That's a checkmate. We playing chess.
Not bad, damn, guys. Damn. It's pretty fucking good.
He's got the bars.
Yeah. He does. And you know what? To do something with such a simple beat like that, too. Like, it, you know, just, not, you know, if you want to even call it that. You know, I like it. Good for this guy. Good for this guy. All right. So we're pro this guy. We're con DD King or DD Ramone, right? Like we'd yes. hang out with this yes. guy at a bar. We'd. Okay.
I'm the best. I'm DD Ramone.
We're going to get our testosterone up, guys. Wake everybody up. Check this shit out. This is some sport called, hang on. Calcia, it's called, it's some shit from Spain, right? Or Italy. Yeah, that one. Hang on. I'm trying to get the thing. Second. What is it? Calcio Storico?
Calcio Storico. Famed for its history.
Yeah, I don't want to play this whole thing, obviously. But basically, it's like this game that's a combination of rugby and fucking like bare knuckle boxing.
What?
Yeah. Check this out.
I mean.
Yeah. Hang on.
Earns 1 point, but any ball that clears the net is penalized a half. The winners receive not money but glory and a ceremonial cow. The calcio is
fucking
played
cow. Only
in Look at this shit. Look, they're straight up just like
teams, and it's been that way since the 16th century.
Shit's nuts, bro.
What the fuck is this shit?
I'm an idiot and didn't write down the name.
Today, this medieval cage match is still a massive cultural event. But unlike Spain's running of the bulls, the calcio isn't a global phenomenon. It's Florence's best kept secret.
Calcio Storico.
It's a city with dueling identities.
Yeah. Calcio Storico Fiorentino. I believe you'll find. So, yeah, it's
fixing cars and taking fights.
An early form of football that originated during the Middle Ages in Italy. Once played, the sport is thought to have started in the Piazza Santora in Florence, blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, it's their version of, like, it's a very, very, very physical form of rugby, I would say. Very.
If it wasn't already, rugby's fucking physical.
Yeah, rugby's very physical already.
And then it just looks like they're straight up just fist fighting each other.
Yeah. I want to see more clips. I should just find more clips in the game. Anyway, there's some. It'll be something. But yeah, I think it's even presented as a medieval thing too. Like they treat it with kind of that respect. Imagine this, like, you know, Renaissance fairs over here, how pussy they are, right? Renaissance fairs, it's like, oh, my maiden, I challenge, Duke, I challenge you to a duel over this wench over here, right? Like, stupid shit like that. They pretend fight. Those guys need to go and see this and be like, this is what we do to celebrate our medieval fucking history, you dickheads. Like, you know, this is some badass shit.
Antes de su gran hazaña,
This looks badass. I want to see this.
I mean, this shit looks fun.
Ball gets thrown in the middle, and then it's just a melee of people just trying to get the ball and punching and punching and kicking. I mean, I guess punching, grappling, right? They can pass it. I think you got to throw it at the wall or something, a target at the wall. I don't know.
It looks rugby-esque for sure, but
looks
I have no
cool.
idea.
I mean, it looks brutal as fuck, but it looks cool.
Hope. Hey. Yep. Hope.
Yeah.
Alley-ho.
I'm going to stop this one because, you know, copyrights and stuff. But, you know.
It does look pretty fucking insane. It
does look pretty
fun. It looks like a fun weekend, right?
Hey guys, if you ever get worried that we're not doing our job on the Ono Radio Show, which I do frequently, you know, sometimes my work gets in the way and I can't do shows as frequently for Ono Wrestling or Ono Radio Show, and we can't get together and do our thing, I will present you with this because it's what TV news people in the morning do, you know? And and I just will present you that no, even if we don't do a show, I think it's better than doing what these people do. And I just wanted, this is, oh no, I was going to play Pearl Necklace again. That's not what they do.
don't play Pearl Necklace again.
But this is in honor of Easter. This has never tried heaps jousting. This is what
peeps jousting.
This morning show decided to do. They decided to do peeps jousting for Easter.
Why is there a microwave?
Okay. Oh, we're going to be so silly. We're going to go on what this bitch, you could see this bitch on the left, right? This bitch came up with this idea, I think. And this guy's like, you're going to make me. All right. All right. Fine. You know, Susan, make me do.
You owe me four blowjobs.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Here we go. So this is their segment here. I just want to tell you, you know, just in case we ever feel bad about us, we can look at this and feel that we're not doing too bad.
So we decided to give it a go today, were talking about this yesterday because it turns out that peeps are not only the most popular.
This is quality content right here, by the way. We're describing the peeps. We're telling people what the peeps are. We've also shown you that there are new flavors of peeps that are
so
wacky
many peeps
or wacky that you might not have heard about.
Easter candy.
Also the grossest.
They're also the least liked Easter candy. Yeah. So the least, I think people get
so
them for me.
First off, they're anti peeps. This fat bitch doesn't like peeps. I don't believe it. This guy, he's had a peep in his asshole before.
For sure.
You know, the moment the cameras go off, she is stuffing every party cake peep
those
in her gullet.
Going in her kid's lunchbox, bro.
Be jokes. I'm not quite sure. If you like peeps, write into us. We'll find out. So peeps jousting, we used to do this in college. It may have involved beer. It may have involved.
Okay, so this it was this guy's idea. It was this guy's idea.
We used to do this in college. I'm a frat bro.
This guy, yeah he is. Yeah. I wanna show how wacky I was back in my college days. Like right now he wants to slam like seven brewskis at once, right? He wants to funnel a beer. He wants to, yeah.
Peeps joust.
Residence hall.
We've
never
got
know.
One of them.
So basically you take two different types of peeps. Jenna, you selected the all classic yellow peep.
Right.
And then Ray, who's on Jib Cam today, selected the.
Oh, that's me. I'm Ray.
Pink peep. So
good job, Ray.
We
you
have
pecked
Jenna
pink.
Versus Ray today. So you take any type. You know what? We don't have any.
They're not using his shot at
so
all.
So we decided
though.
To do stir sticks instead. So you stick your joust inside of Team Jenna.
He was a little disappointed there because I think he wanted actual toothpicks, but all I had lying around the, you know, the old
coffee stir.
Yeah. Let's use the coffee stir. That's in the break room. We can work with that because he's a professional.
You know, somebody got yelled at too, though, because you went out and got peeps. Why didn't you get fucking toothpicks?
Yeah, some intern got fired this day for not grabbing toothpicks. Come on.
It's that. Then you open up your microwave, which here at WGN, we don't know how to clean, so they're disgusting.
Ooh.
That is the this will be the actual break room. I'm telling you, this is going to be the actual one, right? the actual break room microwave. I think it is.
It looks pretty clean.
I made the joke about it.
Work as well.
Because she probably cleaned it all day to get the segment ready for him.
Put them in.
Maybe.
And you go.
Joust.
All right.
Tight shot so we can see it in action.
So they're going to.
It is a dirty microwave. Look at that. Look at the window there. Look at that window.
It's grimy.
That's got some pizza sauce. That's got some pizza sauce on it.
Somebody nuked a lasagna in there, and it splattered.
Or could be burrito, you know, puppers. If I like, you know,
guys, we're forgetting the most obvious culprit. Somebody had a full on minestrone in there.
Yeah, it could be a good soup minestrone
that's the
overload. Yeah,
a minestrone. That guy explodes.
Oh, that'll get you every time. A soup in the mics, man. Oh yeah, you got to be real. You got to be real slow on that one. You got to be careful. You gotta be careful,
you guys.
But no,
seal, man.
What do you think of this? Everything. What do you think of this peep jousting?
Lances the other one first. Wins. Oh, it looks like what happened? Oh no,
self-immolation.
Looks like Jenna, you're struggling too. So
that peep blew itself apart.
Ray, I'm sorry to say, I don't know what happened on this Easter.
This is the most.
You guys,
this is the most fun. This is the most fun this bitch has had in the last 6 months. I'm telling you, this, she is loving this. Like, oh,
son, maybe we need.
Ray's pee.
You know what? We're going to call it for Jenna.
Thank you.
So normally what happens is...
She went for it. Remember, she hated peeps. She went for it.
Maybe what happened is that these stir sticks are just too heavy. So it just lances into the other one just like that.
So his little game from college doesn't work unless it's got toothpicks. I understand what he was actually trying to do because if you put it in the heads, right, they'll fall. And whichever one falls into the other one first is like who they're betting on, right?
The winner, yeah.
Yeah. Like that's the, and he was, in, yeah,
this
his
is
game
the perfect
got ruined.
Use for peeps, you know, because you don't have to eat them. And they're still cute.
You're a guest here. So, but we have different flavors.
It's warm.
So go over there and pick out your flavor.
Apparently, there are now watermelon sour.
Oh, now she's just going to do the pitch. But there you go. There's some, I'm just telling you, that's the quality sort of stuff you're going to see, you know, on, we could do, imagine us on the morning, you know, talk
show. Oh, no, morning show.
Oh, yeah, oh, no, morning show. I mean, if I could ever get up that early, I would, it'd be a fun show, right? We're all just hammered from the night before.
Hungover and fucked up.
Oh, yeah, that'd be the best morning show, probably. Kickstart your day. All right, one more clip. I think I have probably played this couple in the past. I don't remember if I've ever played this clip. I know I've probably seen it. I know you guys probably have as well. But consider this your like Zen moment of the week, for instance, because we all need it from time to time. And this is "Baba Da Ba" by Bev and Bob.
Oh, okay.
And it always cheers me up. It's one of the
Bev
finest.
And Bob.
It's one of the finest karaoke performances in one of those video DJ karaoke places ever made. And I just hope you respect the art. Pretty sick graphics.
Ba with the ba, da bang, da dang, dig, dig, dig. Said the boogie, sit up, jump the boogie. Ba with a ba, da bang, da dang, dang, diggy, diggy, dick. Said the boogie, sit up, jump the boogie.
Ba with a ba, da bang, da dang, dig, dig, diggy. Said the boogie, sit up, jump the boogie.
Ba with a ba, da bang, da dang, dang, diggy, diggy, dick. Said the boogie, sit up, jump the boogie.
It's pretty great, right? It's pretty. Fuck,
I'm crying.
Pretty good.
pretty much the greatest thing ever made.
And this is for the question, don't have any answers. The midnight glances and the topless dancers. Gang of freaks card packed with speakers. The G's with 40s and the chicks with beepers. The northern lights and the southern comfort. And it don't even matter if your veins are punctured. All the crackheads, the critics, the cynics. And all my heroes at the methadone clinic.
I used to I was hanging out with this guy in that Texas biker bar, and he hooked me up with this, so I thought I'd share it with you guys because I thought it was pretty fucking good.
Gold. I mean, this is pretty fucking good. I do wonder though, do Bob and Bob, they can't be self aware, right? Or is this all a bit now?
I don't know. And this is you know, I'm a big fan of this, trying to figure these out, right? With you guys. Like, did I get conned? Is this a skit bit? Is this fake? Are they self-aware? I love to get to the bottom of these things. This is one of those I'm like, ooh, I lean towards they're aware. But I also lean towards they're not putting it on when they're doing the karaoke, right? Like, so they're aware they sound dumb. Right. Like they're aware of
but only to like a small degree.
Right. Right. And they're doing like they are actually doing this, like having fun. I don't think they think it sounds good, but they understand that somebody on the internet and like thinks it's funny. Like and I'm sort of OK with that rather than it being like intentionally bad by like Tim and Eric or a skit.
Yeah, not a full blown bit, but the fact that he knows that this isn't the best, but keeps making them.
I mean, this
I can live with it.
I think that's where this is because I don't think this is a Tim Heidecker thing. It doesn't seem to be, but it could also like much like we were talking about in the previous kind of episode or segment. We were talking about people that wouldn't surprise you as being awful humans. This wouldn't surprise me to be that, you know what I mean? Or not an awful human rather, but like, who knows? Wouldn't either, but wouldn't surprise me as being a skit bit is what I'm trying to say.
Right, right, right.
I got to hear a little bit more though while we close out clips.
All you bastards at the IRS, for the crooked cops and the cluttered desk, for the socks of Jack and the caps of meth, half pints of love and fists of stress, for the hookers all tricking out in Hollywood, and for my hoods of the world misunderstood. I said it's all good and it's all in fun. Now get in the pit and try to love someone.
I know that's Ty's favorite part right there.
Why do you think that they're sitting at their house and like a Ba with a Ba comes on and the lady's like, oh yeah, this is my favorite song.
Look at her.
And I bet she also says things like, oh, I'm the head bitch. I'm the main bitch.
Do you see? I feel like this chick does live in Wisconsin and frequents Ty's bars. Like this chick,
yeah, probably
like, might even know your mom. Like might even
it's
be
possible
like,
for
not,
real.
I'm not saying she's friends with your mom. Your mom seems a lot sweeter than this woman. But I feel like your mom knows of Tracy. You know, like who's mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Oh God damn it, Tracy! You know,
fucking Tracy.
God damn it! Oh guys, that was Clips.
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 You know you want them, baby.
You wanted them.
You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby.
Clips.
You know we got them, baby.
Clips. Yeah, that was Clips. How did I do, guys? I thought I knocked it out of the park like usual.
Ooh.
I mean,
the last
9.6, 9.67 is where I was going.
That's the ambitious. I was going to give it an 8.9 with that Dee Dee Ramone.
8.9. I mean, come on, that Dee Dee was a fucking 11. You kidding me?
The Dee Dee is what kept you out of the nines.
Oh, but it was, I mean, you have to see these things. I mean, they can't all be good clips. This is Clips is like a self-awareness segment. You have to see these things that exist in the world.
I know, and I saw them, and I was like, this seems like an 8.9 worth of seeing.
Okay. Ty?
Ty?
7.1.
7.1?
See, look at that. He fucked you real bad.
Wow.
Nope, that's just how I do.
All right. I'll call Capital One right now. And
Ty's never getting in a sky lounge.
Nope. Never never getting in my lounge. Not in my lounge in Dallas, Texas.
Not my lounge.
Dallas,
not my problem.
Dallas, Fort Worth, Capital One Lounge, my lounge. You don't step foot in there.
They have a plaque outside that says O Butler Hideaway.
They told me they were putting it up. I haven't been back to see it, but I can't wait till I go back there and that's nice. Thanks. For the acknowledgement of what I brought to that place. That's the way I see it. Guys.
If you open an old British pub, can you call it the Bee and the Butler?
Why is that?
I don't know. That sounds cool. The alliteration sounds good.
The bee? Like the bumblebee?
Yeah, like a honeybee.
I like that. No, I like bumbles more.
Oh, that's fine. Big old fat bumblebee.
Yeah, I like a big fat bumble. I like a big fat bumblebee. They scare me, but I like them. They do look fuzzy and cute. Like honeybees do look too much like wasps that I almost smack them all the time. They need to stop They need to stop doing that because I'll smack a wasp good. And
they need to wear like signs to say, "Hey, I'm actually a bee."
Another reason God doesn't exist. He should put like cues on things, right? Like, bumblebees. I mean, all of them, like evil things, just put like a little mark on them, that thing will hurt you. Put a little like dot on their head. No, I didn't mean like that. But if you were to like make them a certain color, like all the bad shit, that would be fucking creepy though. Like all the venomous things in the world were just like red. Imagine that. And that'd be trippy. I wouldn't. Yeah. What am I talking? Venomous things, though, they should be more red. Uh-oh. My internet connection died again, did it? Got this chick in the background. You know what I mean.
Oh, huh. There he is.
I didn't do nothing. Did you cancel the meeting?
I didn't.
One of you's fooling around. One of you is fooling.
I don't think so.
I don't have time for your tomfoolery. I'm doing a show
I think the internet canceled you.
No, that's not what can happen. I refused it. I didn't sign off on that. And I wanted your thoughts on, I'm into the finer things. I wanted to see hobnobbing and such. I wanted to know if you guys knew anything about indoor pools. All right.
Ooh.
Because
yes, I do.
I'm going to tell you right now. I am a purveyor of all sorts of pools. I'm a pool guy. I love me an outdoor Florida pool. I love it in all sorts. I love it in the screen, out the screen, in the fence, out the fence, above ground, below ground.
Underground.
I'm a more underground type of guy. I mean, if you really want to get into it, I like the sort of like the beach walk-in pool, the kind of low shelf sort of dip.
Oh, I meant like a pool in an underground cave. That's my favorite pool.
I like that type of pool too. I'm a pool guy. It's been a long time though since I took a dip in an indoor pool. And it was cold up in Texas. They had an outdoor pool.
Gaylord Palms. Got to have a pool.
But they had an indoor pool. And no one was in the indoor pool. And it was a salt-ish pool. It tasted like salt.
They make salt water pools.
Yeah, no. It was a salt pool. And I floated around in there. On my own for a good hour and a half, I drank like 3 White Claws, and I just floated around in a pool. Is that a weird thing to do at a hotel, or am I feel like they were inviting me to do this. Would you do that?
What, get drunk and float in their pool?
Seems like a good idea.
I don't think they said don't do that.
Yeah. This is here for your convenience.
I guess what I'm saying is it's like weird. I guess a friend did come down and smoke a joint with me at one point. That was later.
That might not be so welcome.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. But it was weird, like, doing that on my own. Usually I'd have Teresa next to me or something, right? Like, Ty, you're more used to doing things on your own. But would you feel, like, there's certain things I feel weird doing alone. Like, yeah, going to a movie is never something like, that's weird. Like, going down in the hotel to the pool on your own as a married man. Like, yeah, if you're going down to, you know. But, like, you just...
Jerk off in the pool.
But if you're just going down to, like, I did some light paddling, you know.
Sexy time.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I'm talking in the pool, you know, just doing some light, doing some moving some water around, really flexing, getting stretching and stuff. And I guess that, yeah, okay. But no, it was weird. There's a certain.
Did you feel strange being in a pool by yourself?
I did, and an indoor pool. It reminded me of an episode of the show Goosebumps where someone's in an indoor pool. I think this was Goosebumps. And then someone like pulls the cover over and traps some guy in there, and he turns into a monster, and he comes up through the pool cover. Do you guys remember that?
Real vaguely, that sounds pretty familiar. I mean, I watched that show.
Yeah, I think that was, maybe it was like, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Could have been that. Yeah. Could have been that. But yeah, I don't know. It was weird just being in there alone. And I thought, I was just thinking, I'm like, I bet you there's millionaires, right? Or billionaires, whatever, right? That they have these like opulent places. They built this stupid mansion. They're there alone. And then they're like occasionally like in their own indoor pool, but just like it's alone. And like,
right.
Like not imagine bad. Like how weird that would feel to do every day. Like, I don't know. There was just something like odd about it, but I do kind of like an indoor pool.
Like, oh yeah. They are nice.
Yeah. Smell. the smell and the humidity is like a certain thing as well.
Sometimes good, sometimes bad. Like, Wisconsin's kind of famous for what do they call it? Goddamn Wisconsin Dells. Like, it's a big water park kind of.
Oh, yeah. I know what that is. Yeah, I've seen that advertised.
Yeah. There's a bunch of different bullshit places you go. But
it's a lot of indoor pools.
A lot. Well, some of them go in and out. But, man, like, once it gets that over-chlorinated thing that, like, burns your eyes, yeah, that's, like, yeah, the limit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I can handle a lot. I fucking love me a pool, but I kind of like the saltwater thing better than the chlorine.
Oh, it doesn't dry you out. Oh, it's saltwater is way better. Yeah. Like Gina,
it does feel nicer.
My friend Gina, who, you know, I go and steal her pool all the time.
Yeah.
She switched over to the saltwater thing. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's probably about 4 years ago now. And it's night and day because you get like, yeah, you used to like it, not a like terrible thing, but you'd have to like shower pretty immediately, like after getting out, because your skin would just like not really, but you know you'd feel like I don't know, like it feels like tight on your body or something. The saltwater ones, I don't really feel that as much. They feel smoother, softer. I like, yeah.
My hair feels good after you get out of a saltwater pool.
Oh,
your hair feels real nice.
Like you're wind stricken from the beach and you're sexy. Just bit. Like just kind of, you know,
a little
quaffo.
Yeah. No, I get it. I did want to also bring up that Teresa sent me an article or a Reddit post about I didn't pull the video. I should have pulled the video. About otters yesterday.
Fucking otters.
Yeah, fucking otters. She was like, she's like, I wish I would never have seen this. I don't know if I could really even play it on the thing. Yeah, I could, but I'll show it to the camera, I guess, and see if you can see this. But this is.
Don't spoil otters for me. I like.
Well,
otters.
I think I'm going to. Otters are assholes.
Do it.
So this is an otter that drags a raccoon into a sewer pipe.
Oh, I saw this shit too.
Yeah.
Wait, did you post this somewhere?
Maybe Teresa did. Yeah. This otter is fucking just fucking this raccoon up too.
Oh, they're not kind.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it's the Nature's Metal account I saw that on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah, that's pretty. That sounds pretty accurate where you would have seen that. So no, so one of the big things is that they have territorial gangs, otters do. They attack anything on site and swarm like piranha do. They've taken down leopards, alligators. It's insane seeing them take down sea otters. So these things also, I think I missed somehow, like that one post got taken down, but apparently they tend to try and fuck things to death.
I've heard that about them.
That they are so vicious, they will bite, but they will also insert and try and fuck things to death. Otters are like... gang rapist, horny, vicious bastards, but they look so cute. Just like Tom Hanks.
Both will stab you with a dick.
Who knows? Who knows? But no, I thought that was worth mentioning. I don't think you were able to give us an end game, were you, Mikey? It's fine if you didn't. We can just kind of...
For what?
Well, I asked you, you know, hey, you know, how you usually like help craft a this or that or something to kind of wrap up the show.
I was not able to formulate really anything.
That's fine. Because we got one more thing that we can talk about, and then we'll kind of get out of here because I got to get out of here for the evening. I got Mama coming tomorrow. I got to post this show and then kind of like I can't have my mom. She's going to hate it. Like, I got to turn off all the computers. There can't be any noise, like, any lights or anything. So I got to turn everything off. So I got to get all this posted and then, you know, abandon the
studio.
Shut
it down.
Shut it down. But no, I did want to bring this up. Something I found funny. Something I've also experienced because, I was in Amsterdam last year. But apparently, like, it's a thing in Amsterdam that they tried at the Amsterdam airport where they printed pictures of little flies inside urinals. And basically they thought that the men would aim at the flies and it would reduce the amount of urine that would land outside the urinal.
And it worked.
It really worked.
It really worked. I have seen these in a couple of different countries where there's like little targets in a urinal. I'm like, that's genius. Like, cause sometimes there's like a kind of a perfect spot that if you hit it, you won't get like any sort of splashback. Like it's a perfect thing. And I think all of us as men try and sort of find that spot. Like we're always
it's math.
Yeah. And sometimes I succeed and sometimes I don't. I think all of us are kind of like that, right? Yep. I don't piss all over the floor, but sometimes the, you know, things better than others, right? Like I think all of us can kind of agree. So I'm just saying that there needs to be like every urinal. It should just be like part of society that every urinal has like, here, this is where you're supposed to like try and shoot, you know, like make it a carnival fucking game. Like here's where you're trying to fucking hit the target. But the flies thing is perfect. And if you were at a urinal tie and you saw a fly, and he lands down and he's right to the side of where that, like, you know, the urinal cake is and all that other bullshit. That he lands right to the side on there. I personally can't think I'm alone that I'm the only one that immediately goes, no, get out of here and tries to piss on the fly. Do we all try
that fly away?
Do we all piss on the fly? That's my question.
Yeah.
Can't deny that. Try my best.
All right. So we're all piss on the fly. Are we all piss on the shit stain to get rid of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, might as well. Doing maintenance.
You're there. You're there. You might as well. All right. So I think that's where this all comes from. I think it's a genius idea, and I think we need to make urinal targets. And we need to give them out to restaurants that will stick on perfectly into urinals, and it will have our logo. I mean, urinal cakes, it's a massive industry. We need to get in with them. I'm gonna, you know, when I get out of this podcast game, you know what I'm gonna be known as?
Senor
Urinal Cake Owen.
Senor Urinal Cake. Urinal caca. Or no, that's something different.
Nope, that urinal is, shit. That you don't want those.
I don't want that. No. That's not what I want. But I will be very rich in the urinal cake business one day. You mark my words. I've seen the light. I've seen the light. You know what's not gonna stop in this insane world, in this volatile world of stock markets and cryptocurrency? You know what's never going to change?
People always got to pee.
No, it's never going to change. There's going to be places open, and they always got to pee. It's the next form of advertising. I shouldn't have told you.
Oh, man. Pay per pee. That's write that down.
We're on to it. Anything else we want to talk about before we get out of here? Because I'm tired and need to go for mama. No?
Easter's overrated.
Got my license back. Should I drive halfway drunk to Taco Bell?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, it's Wisconsin. You can do whatever you want. You've proven that.
It's true. Yeah,
get more drunk than drive.
Ty, do me a favor. Don't do that.
I'm not going anywhere.
Do me a solid. Not a good idea. And you know what's nice? There's a blizzard keeping you in. So
it's fine.
Uber Eats, make some other drunk fuck go get you Taco
Bell. Yeah, get the other drunk guy that's gonna get the ticket. See,
why not?
We're growing, guys. We're maturing. You get the other drunk guy to get you the food. It's genius.
I'm fine.
I know you are. I worry about you all. And you know what? I don't worry about the show because I know that there's plenty of people out there that love this thing. And if only you guys could tell other people about it. Tell them to go to Ono Radio Show. Tell them to go to our Facebook group. Tell them to subscribe. Subscribe.
No media.
You can do it, you know. Just subscribe on the Apple Podcast thing. Just look up Ono Radio Show. Subscribe on that. That would be really handy. You know, write Apple Podcasts. You go to search. You type in Ono Radio Show. And it fucking pops up. And you go, subscribe. There's a skull. That's Owen's thing. It's that. Do that with Ono Wrestling, too, because we're coming back with shit post-WrestleMania. We have been absent for a while, but it is WrestleMania season, so don't you dare forget about that. Patreon.com/ONRS. If you know what you gotta do, you know, you just want to give some money of your money to me. If you want to do that, that's the best way to do that. You'll get some added bonus content with that as well. We thank you for listening. Facebook.com/groups/Ono Radio Show, twitch.tv/Ono Radio Show. And boys, what do we say when we get out of here?
Yeah.
Eat a burger.
I got a shit.